Good evening. We're beginning tonight Simon Reish Pei Tes and Reish Tzadik. I hope to complete both Simonim tonight. We're beginning amongst other topics about Kiddush on Shabbos day. We're beginning as to whether one should learn Zmiras. On Shabbos, should one say Zmiras or not? We'll be discussing as to whether one should learn Torah on Shabbos and when one should not eat. So various halachas halacha in terms of Shabbos day. Simon Reish Pei Tes said the Sudas Shachar Shel Shabbos. We're discussing the Sudas Shacharis Shel Shabbos. Yesh Shulchanoi Oruch. One should ensure on Shabbos day the table is laid nicely. Mitom Mutzas Yofe. Mapa Prusok Meibesudas Alayla. The whole situation should be that everything is laid there nicely and tidy and should be everything looking at its very best. And one should make a bracha on the wine, which and this is called Kiddush Rabba, which literally means the grand Kiddush. And after that, Itol Yodav, you should wash your hands. Ein Le'el, Sim Reish, Ein Alef, Siv Beis, Vivtzal Lechem Mishneh, and you should make a bracha on two chalas, k'moy b'layla, same as by night, v'yisoyt, and you should then have a suda. V'gam zeh kiddush torich shi b'mokim suda. This kiddush also should be no different than Friday night. It should be b'mokim suda. You should make kiddush where you have the meal. V'shalo yitoyim koydim lo yiklum, and you should not eat anything prior to the kiddush, k'moy b'kiddush alayla, same then Friday night, that you can only eat after you've made kiddush, not before you've made kiddush. Mihu, however, lishto ismayim b'boika, in terms of drinking water in the morning, koydim tefillah before davening, mutar, that is permitted. Mipnei, because shadayin lechalalof chovas kiddush, because at that point, the obligation of kiddush is not started yet. Kiddush only starts, the obligation of kiddush only starts after you start davening. Before davening, the chovas kiddush hasn't started yet, therefore there's no issue of drinking water. And the Rama finishes off saying, Halel kol dinei kiddush, simin resh, ein alef, resh, ein beis, resh, ein gimel. Halachas of kiddush are identical to Friday night, and hence you may look in those simonim to have further details, which we have learned already. B'siyata d'shmaya. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah adds to all this. Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkotn base, Vayvorich, you should make a bracha of kiddush. Vayvorich, the second Sivkotn, here third line. Vayvorich, yesh noegin liftech mitchil apostol, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael. Some people have the minhag not just to go straight for Pirkei Gofen. Some people will say, v'shamru, because the Shulchan Aruch said that you make a bracha on the wine. And that really is the kiddush that you make Pirkei Gofen. The Mishnah Berurah says, some people say v'shamru as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'shamru b'Yisrael, oy o zochet shem haShabbos. Some people also say zochet shem haShabbos ad veikadoshehu until the word veikadoshehu. V'yesh me'amoin, and there are some people shepoischin me'al kein beirach. Some people are the minhag to start kiddush by saying al kein beirach. You heard those people? They just start kiddush al kein beirach. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. V'shulei kedinu, that is against halacha. The kol psuka d'loy paske moishe anon al paskinon, because we may not start and finish in the middle of a pasuk. We must always commence at the beginning of a pasuk and complete the pasuk. We do not say just half a pasuk. Al Kain is the middle of a pasuk, so the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. Why is there's no Shem Hashem? No.
If there's no Shem Hashem, then
it's not Al Kain. There is. You're right. Thank you. There is. Yeah. Yes. When? Which? Yes. Correct. That's a very good question. That is a very good question. How can we do it by in after? It's a very good question. But as a rule, we don't. We do. So he said, Mishnah Berurah says, right, so it's wrong to start Al Kain, but you should say the whole. It's important to note, though, that the Brisker Rav, for instance, he just went and he made Kiddush by saying, Bochato Hashem Elokim Pri Agofen. He didn't add anything, but he said, that's not the Kiddush. It's misleading in a way, because Kiddush is the Bracha Hagofen. That is the Kiddush by day. And you don't really, we add, because of our,
you know, feel good kind of thing. You know, well, you just be a pro government, that's the whole thing. Well, they can't. But so we add various psukim everyone according to his minik. But really, the kiddush is by Agofen. So Biskarovi said, you know, we make kiddush by saying by Agofen, and you don't add anything to that. But the minik generally is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, to say additional psukim prior to kiddush. Mishnah Berurah tells us kiddush Rabbah, the grand kiddush. I don't think it means either or. I know. Oh, yeah. I don't think it's a. It's a, yeah. You could say both. I don't know about that. Imtoshiv. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel Kiddush Rabbah, the Grand Kiddush V'Nikro B'Loshon Zeh. It's called in this Loshon Kiddush Rabbah Shehu K'moy Shekorin Saginoyer. Saginoyer is a blind person in Aramaic is called Saginoyer. Somebody has got a lot of light. Sagi, sufficient, Noyer, light. So, and that is, of course, there's a word for it. It's not sarcasm. Euphemism. That's right. Euphemism. So he says that here, so Sagi Nohoyer, a blind person is called Sagi Nohoyer. So this euphemism is also used over here. Kiddush Rabbah, the grand Kiddush. It's not grand at all compared to Friday night. It's the mini Kiddush compared to Friday night. So that's what the Shulchan, so it's actually a euphemism. The Friday night Kiddush is the Reise, to some extent at least. But Shabbos day is certainly not the Reise. So, which has been established in honor of Shabbos, and there is a slight remiss to that in the Pasuk, but it's certainly not on a Torah level on Shabbos day. It's only rabbinical. Kedisha B'Gemara, the Gemara says. So it's a euphemism that we call it Kiddusha Rabbah. Sometimes when you go to a Kiddush or by a Simcha, you don't see why it's euphemism. You feel like it's Taki Kiddusha Rabbah. It's Taki Kiddusha is a grand, it's, you know, sometimes you go, but really, halachically, all he needs is, it's compared to Friday night, it's not so significant, not so important. Okay. Safe cotton, heavy yeast, so you should have a meal. Here the Mishnah Berurah tells us from the Rekach. Kosa b'Rekach Simen Nun Dalet. The Rekach tells us in Simen Nun Dalet. Ach she'ochlu kol tzokon. After you've eaten everything, yesh mezamrin. Some people say zmiras. Zmiras v'shevach l'kodesh boch. Once you've eaten and you're full, you're satisfied, you should say zmiras to l'kodesh boch. That's what he says. It's interesting because some people have the minhag to say zmiras between every course. After every course. Now, when you say Mishpachas Davis, you have Zmiras throughout the whole. Yeah, but Rekach seems to be saying, I don't know if that's a diuk or not. Acha she'ochlu kol tzokon. When you're full, when you're satisfied, that's when you should say Zmiras. But I'm sure the minhag generally is, of course, to say at every stage in the Suda to say Zmiras. But that's what Mishnah Berurah says in the name of Rekach. V'toiv lilmoit toira b'miktsas koidem achilem. One should try to learn toira, a little bit of toira, before eating. Don't go into the meal before having eaten a Yiddish word. Make sure to learn a little bit before the Shabbos Suda. Now, Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Vav tells us, Shalaitam Koidim Loi, don't eat anything before Kiddush. Gamanoshim Sharechim Benin Zeh. Women also should not eat before Kiddush. The Kolmel of the Shabbos, Ish Veish HaShoven, because when it comes to Shabbos matters, there's no difference between women and men. So, Rabbi Sai, women are also obligated in Kiddush. Women are also obligated in Kiddush. And they may also not eat before Kiddush. Yes? Do they have to daven shachris? Right, so that's a good point. So the answer is correct. That this is correct. This is correct. So that's right. Yeah. Save base. See, Beis tells us, B'mokam Shenya and Motsu, we're now talking about what liquid should be used for Kiddush on Shabbos Day. What liquid should be used? B'mokam Shenya and Motsu, ideally you should use wine. But in a place that you don't have wine, Shayim, that wine is not common. That wine is not frequent. B'mokam Shenya and Motsu, in a place that wine is not Motsui. It's not common. Have a sheikha v'shamashkin. You should use beer or any other liquids chutz min amayim, excluding water. Chama medina, all the other liquids are considered chama medina, acceptable drinks which are used in that particular society. Humekachin alav, and you may make kiddush on other liquids which are considered chama medina, drinks of that in that particular society, in that particular country. And that's what commonly people use. That's why some people use for kiddush on Shabbos day whiskey, which is called chama medina, or other liquids. You could use other liquids as well, as long as it's a respectable drink. Can be used for kiddush on Shabbos day for sure. And Shulchan Aruch then says, "V'im ein lo yishei chavasha mashkin." What happens if you don't have beer? Any other liquids? Water doesn't count. So what are you meant to use? Hoy chabalo kiddush. You may eat without kiddush. What does that mean? You may eat without kiddush. Mishnah Berurah explains it in Seif Katan Vav. Hoy chabalo kiddush perish kshiyesh loy pas oima hamotzi ala pas. If you don't have any liquids, what should you make on kiddush? You should make on kiddush on the chalas. So it doesn't mean you don't make kiddush. It means you make kiddush on chalas. You should make a motzi. Also lechol tov ache koydim lechen ledas katz poiskim. She said you should make kiddush on chalas. That's what he's referring to. Now Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches reminds us of something we learned in Siman Reish Ayin Beis. Mishnah Berurah before that. What is this expression of mokem shein yain motzui have a sheicha v'shamashkin chamamadina? What does that tell us? In a place where there is no wine, you can use shamashkin, other drinks. What does that teach us? That ideally should use wine. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Pemokem shein yain motzui mashma te pemokem shu motzui, in a place where you do have wine, ein lekadesh al asheicha v'shamashkin. Yeah, that's what he says. That ideally, if it's possible at all, you should use wine by Kiddush day. Because that's what Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying, and that's in line what we learn in Siman Reish Ayin Beis. Mishnah Berurah does say that the meaning is to be mekel. Ein le'el Siman Reish Ayin Beis, shekosamnu sham denoyagim lehokel b'zeh b'shachis b'minud ha'seinu. He said that Mishnah Berurah does note that some people are lenient with this, and they will have other drinks also for Shabbos day Kiddush. Mikomok mitzah min ha'mufcha la'yayin hu. He said, ideally, you should make mitzvah namufcha. Ideally, is still the best way to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos day, if possible at all. Please, says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah namufcha. The best way, the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah is by having wine. Obviously, grape juice is in the same category. Yes.
So, if I've got an option, I can either have kiddush on the Tropicana before Chatzos now, or in an hour after Chatzos, I can have kiddush with wine.
It's a good question. Where is that? Where are you pointing to? Yud in Mishnah Berurah. Says in Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, but no, that he's talking about if you have.
And so
if
I'm
here to make
a
choice. Yeah, that's if there's no alternative. Over here he's talking if there's no alternative. Yeah, but that's not. Is that, why is that the same Shaila? Yeah, but he has nothing at the moment. He doesn't even have. I don't know the answer to your interesting question. I do not know. We don't normally, no. Here we do say that it's Motsui. If you don't have the whole Shabbos, maybe I could hear it, but I think it is considered Motsui. Some boys can want to say that even if in your house you don't have, but somebody else has, it's considered Motsui. It's Motsui. Motsui is not relative, it's not your own personal household.
Well, how are you supposed to make wine in somebody else's house?
But it's still considered Yain Motsui, so.
Okay, so my next door neighbor.
No, I'm not saying what. You're right, but Halacha Lemaaseh, you may not have an option. But as to whether it's a Lechat Chilo B'Diavad, that's what we're talking about. Is it considered Yain Motsui or not? You can, but yeah, but you can anyway use, and you're going to use because you have an alternative.
So you're saying Motsui isn't actually about
your own personal household.
It's just about.
No, it's the Metzias of that particular society. That's why I remember that. I think that's how we learned. That it's talking about that. I think the Avilashiv says nowadays everywhere is considered Yain Motsui. Even if you in your own house, it's, you can easily access a bottle of wine. What's the big deal? I think that's the approach. But I hear your question. It's something to think about. I'm not sure. Yeah.
So you discussed it earlier.
Because over here we're talking about Shabbos day, then we learn Friday night. Simon Reish Tzadi b'Shabbos Yashli Mea Brochas b'Peirois. We have an aloha, a takana from David HaMelech. We all know the Gemara that there was a plague in Ketal Yisrael in David HaMelech's times, and a lot of people died, and David HaMelech then made a takana of establishing that people should make 100 brachas on every day. They should ensure to say 100 brachas a day. And miyad, I think the Gemara says, as soon as David HaMelech establishes takana, people stopped dying from the mageifa. So 100 brachas a day is a takana from David HaMelech. And whilst on a regular day there is no challenge, we are naturally solving the 100 brachas easy, we do more than 100 brachas. To think about the Shemona Esres, brachas before Shema, after Shema, Asher Yotza. And if you eat during the day and you excuse during the day, you're easily doing, if you're davening with a tzibur, you're easily doing the 100 brachas easy. Mishnebura makes a cheshbon and chelik aleph. But on Shabbos, it's far more difficult. So Mishnebura now has got the whole simon to remind us of this. But Shabbos, Yashlemi HaBrachas V'Peiros, you should get to your 100 brachas. You should complete your 100 brachas B'Peiros, supported by fruit. You should increase fruit, megodim, which means like delicious delicacies, thank you very much. And also smelling objects. Is that the word? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In order to get your 100 brachas on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, not only on Shabbos day, Sivkot Na'alef, Gabalil Shabbos Kodim Shashlim Bom Amea Brochus. Gabalil Shabbos Tov Shashlim Bom Amea Brochus. On Friday night also make sure to make brochus. You're not going to get to your 100 unless you, on Friday night you also make some brochus. Yeah.
Just to clarify two things. Is it from Alois until Alois?
Yeah.
Or is it from,
yeah, interestingly, I don't remember, but I remember the Mishnah Berurah earlier spoke about it. If Mapil, you're counting a Mapil, pardon?
Was it during the day?
I think so, because I remember the Mishnah Berurah earlier, he said about Hamapil that it's counted, he counts at the end. Yeah.
So if that's the case, then Friday also then.
That's right. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says that you should make sure on Friday night also to count, to make brachas.
And the other thing is it just called on men or men?
So there was a diuk in the Mishnah Berurah there that the obligation of 100 brachas, there was a diuk there. Does anybody remember? We spoke about it then. Do you remember? There was definitely a diuk about Noshim. Does anybody remember? I don't remember. I do not remember, but I remember that in Membo we spoke about it, and there's a duke there. I think Avosen speaks about it as well, but I do not remember. Okay, so the Ramona adds, Ve'im rogel b'shnas tzoroyim, if you are accustomed of sleeping on Shabbos day, Ali Vatleno, do not cancel it, ki oine guloi, it's a great oineik. It's a pleasure to sleep on Shabbos day, so you should ensure to sleep on Shabbos day if that's what you normally do. Here the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Gimel, Ali Vatlenu Mikol Mokom Lo Yabe Bo Yoyis Midai. Don't sleep too long. Now, long is relative. Long is very relative, yeah? But don't sleep too long. Why? Shaloye Veinu Lidil Bittel Torah. That will lead to Bittel Torah. It's interesting. Sleeping itself is not Bittel Torah. Now, I really think it's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. To sleep a little bit is not Bittel Torah. To sleep a little bit is fine. But if you will sleep too long, that will cause bittel teure. Shalom yavin et le bittel teure. Sha'afilu tamid chomim shalom yavin kol ha-shavua. Even tamid chomim who learned the entire week. Shemitzvah shenagenu b'yoysa. They should definitely relax a little bit on Shabbos. That's what the Ramo is going to tell us soon. They're entitled to relax on Shabbos. Ein ha-perish shivilu kol ha-yom b'tanugim. Don't spend the whole day just relaxing and enjoying yourself and looking after yourself. No. Just relax a little bit more than on another day and take it easy, but don't waste your whole Shabbos. Because for Sforim b'shem Azoret, the Sforim HaKadoshim write, Shemitzvah la'odum lechadish chidush Torah b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, allow yourself to say some chidushim. It's not just things that have been said before. Allow yourself to make this chidushim on Shabbos Kodesh. And if somebody is not great at making his own chidushim, he always ends up a bit funny toyers. So, he prefer not to make young chidushim. So, yilmed dvorim shalom adat heino, then allow yourself to learn new things. There should be an element of chidush, of novel, of new. So, if you can make something new, your own Torah, that's best. But if it's not your own new Torah, you're unable to make your own new Chiddush Torah, so at least you should learn some new Torah that you've never seen before. Mishnah Berurah, pardon?
Wasn't there once heard that someone shouldn't learn new Torah because it can cause like if they don't understand the Shabbat, it's going to just upset them?
I don't know about that.
Learn new
Sukkot. I do not learn new Sukkot on Shabbos. I don't know about that. I don't know, Mishnah Berurah does tell us on Shud. I don't know. Sif Katan Dalet Ki Oineg, Aval Lo Yoyimah, do not say, Neilech V'Nishan Kedei Shenuch Halasiz Melachtein Motzei Shabbos. Do not say, I'm going to have a good Shlof, so on Motzei Shabbos I'll be able to do X, Y, and Z. Or when somebody, sometimes people allow themselves to sleep a little bit longer because on Motzei Shabbos they are traveling. Or they are off to something on Motzei Shabbos. So you mustn't say, even if that's your intention, but you may not verbalize it. We're going to sleep in order to have more koyach on Motzei Shabbos. You can't do that. It's not respectful for Shabbos. Don't do that. It shows you that you are relaxing, you are resting for weekday. So that puts the importance on the weekday as opposed to the importance on Shabbos. So don't say, I'm resting on Shabbos to have more koyach on Motzei Shabbos. See, base, achasudas Shabbos, after the Shabbos day meal, koivim medrash likrois banevim velitrois bedivrei agodo. After the Shabbos day meal, koivim medrash, it's established to sit and learn likrois banevim, to learn from the neviim, from the prophets, from the neviim, velitrois bedivrei agodo, and to have droshes in divrei agodo, which we would probably call nowadays Musa. Musa, Divrei Agoda, or Machshava. Also, that's what you're learning. So it's not, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Also, likvoya suda ba'os ha'shah. If there is a communal learning taking place, you may not at that point eat. It's not right if people are getting together in this Midrash to learn, if there's a shir taking place, so do not eat at that time. Also, likvoya suda ba'os ha'shah. So, the way it worked then, and that was done in a lot of European countries before the war, but it's a minute that's forgotten, that the way it worked was, I think the Seder HaYom was, I mean, I know for my grandfather it was like that, but I think that it was very widespread, and I think in some Sephardic countries it was also like that. They used to have, on Shabbos morning, they used to daven, and then after davening, they would make Kiddush, and then they would have a first meal, which was a slightly lighter meal, and not necessarily, it would be at home, you'd go home and have a light kiddush and a lighter meal, and then after that, they would obviously, zmiras and bench, and after this they would go back to shul, and they would have mincha gdoila, and that would be either followed by or preceded by a shir by the rav of the city. I know that was done on Ben Ishchai. In the Sephardic countries, this was the norm. In a lot of Yekish countries, it was Mincha Gdoila on Shabbos, and it was after the whole, everybody came. The most simple people with the greatest Talmid Chachamim of the city, you'd get together in the shul, and you'd be a shir. After that, after they had this, then they would go and have the proper Suda, which was really Suda Shlishis already. But that was the cholent. That's when they had the cholent, and that's when you would have the chamin, and that would be the final suda, and after the suda. So if we're talking about koivin medrash, it would be that I was just referring to. Nowadays it doesn't exist, and I think that the only comparable
kind of thing we have. If it's a Shabbos afternoon shir or something like that, that would probably be slightly comparable to that. But it's not really what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, Koivin Medrash. The Mishnah Berurah brings a very interesting Medrash over here. This is Medrash. Omra Torah lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah said, before the Ribono Shel Olam. Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem, Kshekonsu Yisrael Oretz, when the Yidin will enter Eretz Yisrael, Zeros Lekamoy, this individual is running to his vineyard, Zeros Lesadeh, and this individual is running to his field, Ani Mateo Lai. The Torah says, what's going to be with me? For the 40 years in the Midbar, people were learning Torah, but now the Torah says, entering Eretz Yisrael, what's going to be with me? People are going to be busy with their fields. People are going to be busy with their vineyards. People are going to be busy earning money. What's going to be? People are going to forget the Torah. Ani Mateo Lai, the Medrash says. What's going to be with me, says the Torah. Omro lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Torah, Yesh li zug, I have a partner for you. Shani mezavik loch, I have a partner which I'm making a shidduch. Between you, Knesset Yisrael, between you, Klal Yisrael, and the Torah, making a shidduch. V'Shabbos Shmoy, and Shabbos is its name. So it is a shidduch between the Torah and Shabbos. Shem betelim ha-melachtam v'yachoyim la'asik boch. On Shabbos people have more time. They can sit and learn a little bit. It's true, on Monday, on Wednesday, people are busy running after the panoseh. But on Shabbos, we are partners to the Torah. On Shabbos, there's a partnership, there's a shidduch. Yeshli zug sheni mezavik loch. The Torah is making a shidduch. The Torah and Shabbos go together. Mishnah Berurah actually says, what is the main thing you should be learning on Shabbos day? Mishnah Berurah, this drosha, this litroish, sevkot nvav. Ha'ikra ye'at lamed rabim ischuk elo ekim v'esteroisav. Mishnah Berurah says, you know what the main focus should be? Main focus should be on halacha, hilchas Shabbos. Yes, that's what he says. The Lamed Rabbim, it should be halacha, halacha. Lios hilchas Shabbos ha'os v'amut, to know what is permitted, what is also. Kam lehamshich leiv ha'shoyim be'agod, and to pull people's hearts into avodas Hashem as well. Hamadrichim es ha'odom liras shemaim, to bring fear of heaven to the Eden. Kedisa b'yalkut reish pasas v'yakeil. That Yalkut Shimoni says in Yak in v'yakeil. Oh my God, Shpoch leMoshe. Haselach kehilois gedolois. Make yourself great assemblies. For droish lifneim and darshan. Speak before them. Berabi milchus Shabbos. Teach them the halachas of Shabbos. Leoris Israel is over here to teach them what's permitted and what not. For loik Moshe noig in achshav. Not like what the Mogen Avraham says in their time. To do pilpul. To be thinking a svar lahin, a svar lahem, make chakira. And to think Chakira within the Chakira, and to think within this, and to think within that, all this, that's very nice, very good, but not, when you have Shabbos, a bit of time, you have to prioritize the learning, you're going to prioritize on the Hilchas Shabbos. And indeed, Mishnah Berurah says earlier, in the name of Nerd Yehuda, that if you don't know Hilchas Shabbos, you're inevitably going to be Mechalel Shabbos, and that's why it's so important to, indeed, learning Hilchas Shabbos on Shabbos Day. Okay, this is gotten Zayin, but we'll finish off tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay.